What to speak of the lower creation is guided. But giving must be to the highest center. That thing, of course, is the only condition. Giving, that is Krishna consciousness, give to the real center. A real center. And you will have also, consequently, a corresponding way. Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna consciousness. Hare, the receiver of the highest valuable thing,
and the giver of the highest value. That center, that Krishna consciousness.
No. Krishna.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur, the Bhagavad philosophy, Shamanat Boya. The Bhagavad is philosophic, ethics, and it's theologic.
Bhagavad, speech on Bhagavad.
Yes. So, in the commonplace books of Hindu religion, in which the Rajo and Tamo guns have been described as the ways of religion, we find descriptions of a local heaven and a local hell. The heaven as
a local heaven and a
local hell.
Hell.
The heaven as
anything on earth, and the hell as ghastly as any picture of evil. Besides this heaven, we have many more places where good souls are sent up in the way of promotion. There are 84 divisions of the hell itself, some more dreadful than the one which Milton has described in his Paradise Lost. These are certainly poetical and were originally created by the rulers of the country. They were originally created by the rulers.
I have to argue.
These are certainly poetical.
These
are certainly.
In order to check the evil deeds of the ignorant people, we are not able to understand the conclusions of philosophy. ये देखिए तारपड़े बोलते हैं ये the religion of the Bhagavad is free from such a poetic imagination. Indeed, in some of the chapters we meet with descriptions of the hell, of these hells and heavens, and accounts of curious tales. But we have been warned in some place in the book not to accept them as real facts, but treat as inventions over all the wicked, and to improve the simple and ignorant.
যেখানে মিথ্যা বলছেন যে মায়াটাই মিথ্যা, মায়াটা হিসাবে তো মিসকনসেপশন, তারই পার্টস রকমারি রয়েছে।
ইংরেজিতে
বললে হোল থিং ইজ ফলস, ইজ এ পার্ট অফ দ্যাট
ফলস
ইলিউশারি, এন্ড দ্যাট গট, দ্যাট হ্যাজ গট অলসো ইটস এফিকেসি ইন দি ইলিউশারি ওয়ার্ল্ড, বাট ওয়েন উই আর ডেল্ট উইথ দি রিয়েল ট্রুথ, we are concerned to deal with the real truth. Everything is like a dream. And that way we have to harmonize.
Then what is the position of Jamraj?
Jamraj, his position in this world that has got that sort of reality. That sort of reality. The whole world is like a dream, a misconception. The part also will be misconception. But the real truth will be here when it has got anywhere, any connection with the real world. Sadhu Sangha, transaction. Transaction. That is concern, that is real in unreal. Real in unreal. That is, that has got connection with the real self of the soul. soul to the consciousness, and you are world of pure consciousness. And this mind in the mental world, or false ego, whatever is connected with that, in this aspect, that is all false. That is all false.
And that's why it is said that one who has taken shelter of the absolute truth, for him there is no question of going to hell.
No question, jurisdiction changes.
Right.
Not under the jurisdiction of the Yamaraja, who has come in slight connection with the absolute.
Right.
A part of false, part of the false, that is also false, extremely false. But that is, that of God is negative equality, so we can say.
But does it mean that the whole description of the universe by Shukadev Goswami in the canto is imagination?
Does it mean that the whole description of the universe in the fifth canto by Shukadev Goswami is false?
Imagination.
That is in imagination in this way, that is, he is saying about this world, and the whole world is like that. That is in one way. If we are connected with this enjoyment or renunciation, exploitation and renunciation, that is false. And the infinite has got accommodation of everything in him. In that sense it is true. That sense it is true. Everything is true. Only when having connection, it is all, everything is there. There is infinite. So finite cannot produce anything which is not in the infinite.
But Maharaj, when somebody
it is rather a shadow, as a shadow or a parvata reflection of the whole truth.
Maharaj, I remember once you pointed out that the description of the universe, the basic description is that it is chaturdash bhuvanatmak.
And then I shall come to the foundation. While Mahaprabhu says that Shankara has already denied the existence of this parvata reflection. But Mahaprabhu told that we cannot dismiss it summarily, because if it does not exist, then why you have come to preach that this is not that? In that way it has got its existence.
Yeah.
That existence. Neo namaste. But in consideration of the real world, which is created by the help of Swarup Shakti, there it has got no place. But in the relativity, the condition has got a position with the unconditioned. The Maya is existing. In that sense it is true, but it is false that it does not, Sridhar cannot give you the desired result you are searching after. It is all false. All false.
Prabhupada used to say that it is, this material nature is real as a reflection, but it is not real as the reality.
Reality. Avastava, vastu dui prakar, vastava, avastava. Unreal substance and real substance, if we are to say like that. Misconception. I think it is mine, but really it is not mine, it belongs to the Absolute. Everything belongs to him. But we say, this is mine, and we are quarreling with each other. This is mine, this is, really, this is another's property. And we are fighting with each other. And so many things are coming out of that fight. And the Religion is the difficulties that the soul is connected with this mock fight. Otherwise, it has got no value. But the dust of spirit, a very infinitesimal part of the spirit reality, that is entangled. So we are concerned with this mock fight. Otherwise, nothing remains. All based on misconception. That's a magician's play. It is false, but still we are perplexed by his tactics. That is also true. In that way, magician, the hypnotizer, that proves that they can show what is not real, and we cannot deny that for the time being.
All right. What is the basis of our, realization of any particular thing that is within our consciousness? In other words, we make the material world real for some reason, we make Krishna real for some reason. What is that basis?
We make the material nature real, and we make also Krishna real. But what is the basic criterion that makes sometimes the material nature real and sometimes makes us feel that Krishna is real?
Only everything is Krishna and his
energy
and his belongings. But we, and including our own self. But when we say something other than Krishna, and the difficulty arises thereby. Separate interest. The growth of the separate consciousness of separate interest, that is at the root of all these evils. Adyagan, we are one with Krishna, and whenever the seed sprouts that I am separate, I have got some separate interest, I am not included in the interest of Krishna, that is the root of such malconception, view. Bhayam ditiya vinivesatasya ishadapi tasya vipurjayu asmiti tanmayayatu bhujvā bhajittam bhakti kaisam gurudevatātmā. This has been, the diagnosis has been given in this way. This universal disease of concoction of false conception, fool's paradise. We are living in a fool's paradise. And the very seed, very beginning, as we can trace, that the inception of a separate interest. Separate interest. The first deviation from Adyagan is the conception of separate interest. The necessity of separate interest takes me off, and so many, including Mahadeva, Shiva, wholesale. If we did it in the character of wholesale, then Mahadeva is the first rebel, from whom this ego of separate interest is to be seen. Separate interest. Mine and tumhare, the master of Maya, of the Maya quarter, is Mahadev. Mahadev. Sometimes voluntary submission and sometimes revolting temperament. So we got all, in that way we got all as there is atomic Mahadev. We are to master of something. And because that is not to be possible in fact, so in our concoction or in our dream only we can satisfy the hankering of that lower self in us.
Shiva means auspicious. Shiva means Mangal.
Yes.
So his bebelling is also auspicious?
Has two aspects he has got. One other side, another lower side. The whole Tatastha Shakti has been covered by him, Shiva. He has got that aspect of a devotee and also as a supporter of the demonic power. The two aspects we find in him. And we may have a good compromise there, that after giving indulgence to the demonic power, he creates their confidence in him, and ultimately he may try to lead towards the devotion of Narayana. He is giving indulgence to the demonic power, at the bottom of his heart may be his goodwill. Goodwill that these demons will have confidence in him, and ultimately he will lead them to the Vaikuntha Tunastha Narayana, service of Narayana. Mm. Maybe at his bottom of the heart. Mm. So Shiva from this side. He's master of Maya, not servant of Maya like us. Master of Maya. But still, he has got connection with Maya. Most of his engagement is with Maya. Mm. But that is not a very happy position. He also sometimes complains to his master, why you have granted me such position? Sometimes I have to go against you to encourage the demons, but this is my fate. This is my fate that you have given me such a nasty service. Be modern sometimes. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
I don't know if you've answered my question exactly as I was asking. I was.
This is Madhava.
Your
question?
My question was, what is the element that makes us? What is the element that makes us perceive?
What is the element?
Element
that makes us perceive.
That makes us perceive something as real.
As real. That makes us perceive something as real.
What is that element?
That real. What is the element? That is what is the Shastric name as Shraddha, faith. And that is the developed stage of Sukriti, as Sadhu Sangha. Those that are in the real plane, in the Nirguna plane, Gunatita, beyond creative world, world of creation, the Gunatita Nitya Jagat, the agents of that world have come to establish some connection in our soul. The deepest element, what we think to be us, our soul, the connection with Sadhu, it produces something which is faith, and that faith can see Shraddha Mayoyam Loka. That is a world which is only approachable by faith, just as color by eye, sound by ear. So the world only faith can see, faith can feel it, and no other senses. So that's faith, that is the real function of soul, and that is awakened by the agent of the way of Vaikuntha, of the infinite world, that is sadhu, that is sukriti, agnata sukriti, jnata sukriti, then sraddha. And by sraddha, the sadhu sangha, the association with the sadhu increases, and transaction of the culture of the with of the reality that takes place, and gradually makes us to be fully conscious that where we are living, this is all transient, this is of enemy type, and the friendly element, my home, is elsewhere, that is located to be in the world of pure consciousness and pure bliss.
Is that the same process by which the materialist material person sees this world as real?
Materialist, independent of our material, that is done by the, that injection is given by the Vaikuntha, by the Vishnu Parshada in our soul proper, and that arouses Sraddha in us. That is the function of the soul, not of this material ego or senses, independent of that. When a patient is in a swoon, the doctor sees him and injects, and then consciousness comes, and then he can cooperate with the doctor, that I had such and such and such and such. But before one patient can cooperate with the doctor, the doctor has got also something to do when the patient is unconscious. So when one is fully engrossed in our material engagement, the sadhu is from other plane, like doctor, injects something. And that is the cause of our reawakenment in our soul, interest and consciousness of the soul.
Can you ask the question in a different way? It's the question I think Madhav wants to ask. He says that as a devotee we have Shraddha, faith, but the materialist...
The past arrangement in a soul in bondage, that is named as Shraddha. And that is an outcome of Sukriti. And the Sukriti, that help independent of him, comes from outside, from the Vaishnava. Vaishnava sadhu creates Sukriti independent of the individual, and when that is sufficiently accumulated, it produces Shraddha. Then cooperation with the doctor begins.
But those who do not cooperate, they may say...
At that stage, the help may come only from the doctor's side by his own knowledge.
Yes.
No cooperation with this patient. But still, doctor, through his shastra, the knowledge of his books, he begins treatment.
We accept that,
Then.
But the materialist will say that we have got faith in something else. We have got faith in this world.
Everyone may have some faith. The gundas will say that we have got faith in dequity. The mere statement has got no value.
No value.
Anyone may give any statement. What is that? The insane persons, the mads, may be also different type, but that is madness.
Yes, another type of madness.
One time Srila Prabhupada asked us to prove that matter comes from life using chemistry. I didn't know how to start.
Yes, matter comes from that Bartley's theory that everything is concept but nothing. The conception of matter, that is within consciousness. Not that the mind is in the world, but the world is in the mind. Before you assert anything, the consciousness presupposes consciousness. They say the fossil. What is fossil? It is hard, it is black, it is so, but that is only a stage of consciousness. Consciousness pre-exists everything. Whatever we say that this is there, what is that? That is a concept. This is black, this is white, this is hard, this is soft, all this. That is mental stages only. If you press the eye, you will see something else. Where does it come from? Is it existing outside? So not this possibilitation of Darwin, but we said just the opposite. The evolution from inside of consciousness is the cause of showing different things of the world. The evolution within and not outside evolution, what we ordinarily think. This is Vedanta. Not from imperfection to perfection, but a part of the perfection seems to be imperfect. Imperfect is producing perfection. This is a ludicrous thing. Rather, it is more reasonable and easy to conceive that a part of the perfection is anyhow imperfect, we see. It is shown by us to be imperfect. That is the easy, more reasonable thing. We have to accept something that of some type or else. The stone, the fossil, where does the fossil come from? And then fossil can produce an infinite. What is this? A foolish idea. The fossil, the body is showing so many wonderful things to the doctors. How it has been built, how the brain has been built, it is producing consciousness, intelligence, and the wonderful genius is in the brain. The producer is on the material thing. But that wonderful thing which we find in the brain, the thought of a genius, that cannot remain independently. We say that really exists, that wonderful thing. The source of all wonders, that is existing. We must take data. The starting point must be the wonderful thing. And then so many things are sprang. And if we analyze the atom, we will be wondered. Everything is wonderful. Everything is wonderful. Only we see, we give limitation to a particular atom. This is this is wood, this cannot be that. But again, analyze the constituent parts of a wood or a stone, you will see wonder. So infinite is everywhere. Perfection is everywhere. Only we have produced a thing in our mind, and that is the trouble. The limited thinking of limitation, the nature we have acquired, that is the puzzle. And how to meet that question, that is to be solved.
That's a very nice concept, Maharaj. That in everything there is perfection and eternity.
But these are all philosophical
arguments. But we are not ready to admit that. That is the puzzle. Very, very big. From the biggest, from the lowest, everything is wonderful. But we want to admit that. We will go to the fossil only. The fossil is producing everything. What is that fossil?
What do you think?
Fossil.
Maharaj?
Yes?
These are philosophical arguments. But how can we prove to the scientists that matter comes from life?
He wants to get some philosophical topics.
These are all philosophical
arguments. You see, the Faraday told that when the beginning of the electric generation, the one lady asked that after a few pieces of paper was moved by the wave of electricity, when it was generated first by Faraday. The lady asked, what would be the utility of this Faraday? And he said, Mother, do you say to me, tell me, what is the utility of a newborn babe? Newborn babe. What is your question? His question? I forgot.
He said, these are all philosophical arguments.
Philosophical. What? Death? Is that philosophical? Palaite path nahi jaum ache piche. The death is there to frustrate your all other things if you don't go to take shelter in philosophy. The philosophy can only face the greatest enemy, death. The death is not a particular thing of the whole world. The sun, the moon, the globe, everything will vanish. Science also tells us so. Still, if you want to live, philosophy will help you to live, to have an eternal life and eternal peace. Only philosophy can give you. And never all these sciences or the grammar of all this life. They are all enemy, deadly enemy. Deadly enemy. All leads back to the grave. The grave is allergy. The burst of a heraldry, the pump of power, all that beauty, all that wealth of gifts, eyes are like the inevitable hour. The path of glory leads back to the grave. The grave is true. And to deal with the grave's problems, philosophy only relieve us. Otherwise, all finished. Philosophy also gives us hope that you live and a peaceful life. These are false enemies around us, tempting, live, I shall help you, this is Maya.
Once you told me about this scientific, the way the scientist, how to convince the scientists. You once pointed out that the material science is simply concerned about the objective nature. They don't care about the subjective nature, but the philosophy, or rather the Vedic philosophy, leads them to the subjective nature.
Yes. And that is transcending death.
Transcending death.
Yes. Yeah.
And then ultimately the Vaishnava philosophy leads them to the point when the so-called subjects become the object in relation to the supreme subject. The living entities, the living entities, the atmas, they become objects to the supreme subject.
Supreme subject, yes. It is tatastha and that is over the atma. Yes? Yes. That is subjective realm, super subjective realm. And we have to take shelter in that world. Just as when there is war in a particular country, he is taking shelter to another. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna. Gaud, Hari Gaud.
Any more questions, Madhav Prabhu?
When you said that the world is in the mind,
yes.
Isn't that idealism?
Idealism, backless idealism.
Yes.
That is not that we are in the world, but world is our mind. The mind, of course, mind here, we are not concerned, we say the mind is also world. the soul is living in the soul region, and the mind, ego, everything that is there. The basis is there. Is soul withdrawn, nothing remains. Here also life gone, the body will perish. So this neutron bomb or something, it will take off the life, the structure will be there. This atom bomb will destroy the structure, everything. But we have to death ray, that will only suck the life out. And the whole structure will not be disturbed. So soul withdrawn, nothing will remain. The part is soul. That is reality. And this is in the misguided soul, a misconception like a dream in a person. Two examples like that. The part is the soul, he is in concern. And if soul is withdrawn, the consciousness withdrawn, nothing remains, all darkness. And that is not, that cannot exist independently. So that is created by his revolting attitude, his unhealthy attitude. Just as a man who is in a diseased condition, he pronounces so many delirium. The disease is the cause of delirium, and not that delirium is existing outside. The cause, if you want to remove delirium, you must deal the patient. His brain is medicine. And the world of delirium vanishes. So soul has got some disease, and the world his world has come as a delirium. And collectively also this world. Just as in our dream, we may meet our friend and also our foes, with hard substance and water, in a dream, so also collectively so many misguided, delirious persons are being connected or disconnected.
You said before that the
suppose before this creation, as the scientists say, what was the first thing? Where this concrete world was living? According to us, this concrete world, and where it was living before creation? First there was a sun or ether, then it sprang up from the fossil, everything has come. The consciousness has come, the same thing again.
Maharaj, the other day I was listening to a tape of Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was pointing out that the way the dream is the reflection of the reality. Like, when you are awake, we are collecting many, many informations from this nature. And during our sleep, in dreams, those reflections are projected. Okay. And we experience the dream. Mm-hmm. The same way, when we analyze this nature, we see that this nature also is like a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And the reflection, or this nature is a reflection of the absolute nature, where we have
and
actually...
And much more, yeah. I met one Vedantist. He says, just in a dream, we see in a dream that I have entered a garden,
yeah.
And so many trees standing. And it seems to me that trees are standing there from a long time.
Yeah.
It is already existing, but really only it is created by the brain,
yeah.
Only at that time.
Right.
But we think that we have entered a jungle or hills and everything, but water, But they were, previously they were existing, in dream we feel that. But that is created then and there. From the mind it is created then and there. But we feel they are already existing. We have come in a garden, we have come in the tank, that was already existing here. We think in our dream. But really it was only created, creating the atmosphere. Creating its own atmosphere, environment. It is like that.
So, Maharaj, then one question came to my mind, is that who is actually supplying the informations of the spiritual sky? Like, we are...
Well, Sadhu Shastra.
No, that...
That is the beginning, Krishna told, that Nashta Pralaya Baniyam Veda Sangita. Mayadu Brahmane Pokta Dharma Yashang Madhatmako. I transmitted through Brahma the nature of real truth concerning me. And from Brahma, so the knowledge is knowledge. So the knowledge of revelation that is accepted, all these is false, product of false experience, they have been rejected. So the Praman is Sauta Praman. That is coming from outside this illusory region. That should be accepted as Praman, revealed truth. And never any knowledge which is based on any experience of this false world, that cannot be reckoned at all as Praman.
Yes.
From outside, the knowledge of reality was transmitted from Krishna to Brahma, Narayana to Brahma. And from Brahma, then it came, but it was mutilated in many ways for the unfair nature, different nature of the disciples, it was mutilated. And some inductive method also sprang up, like mushrooms. So there is a jungle now. But if we want reality, The help must come outside this illusory world. Mayadu Brahmane Pokta Dharma Yashan Madhatmaka. I first told to Brahma, the creator of this world, that this is truth. And he wanted to preach that. Gradually it was modified by the ignorance of the locality. And now so many variegatedness there.
I had one question at the time, that...
Light can remove darkness, but darkness cannot create light. On the whole, this is the line of thought.
Maharaj, like, you know, the way in our dream, we have all the experiences or the informations in our mind or in our brain of this nature. Now, when we consider this nature to be a dream, then where from the informations are coming? Is it that the Paramatma is supplying the informations according to our desire?
In what case?
Our experiences in this mundane world is actually a dream, right? But this dream, the informations of these dreams are coming from the spiritual nature or the absolute nature.
I can't follow.
সেই রিফ্লেকশনটা মানে সেই ইয়েটা ইনফরমেশনসটা সে কোথেকে আসছে, সেটা কি পরমাত্মা যোগাচ্ছেন আমাদের কামনা বাসনা বা ইচ্ছা অনুসারে, যেখানে ভগবান বলছেন যে মত্ত স্মৃতির জ্ঞানম অপহনম চ।
এই জগতে যে পারভার্টের রিফ্লেকশনটা এটা আমরা কি করে বুঝছি, মানে কনসেপশন যেটা প্রকৃত অনুভূতি সেটা তো আত্মা ছাড়া হয় না, তাকে অনুভূতিটি মিউটিলেটেড হয়ে গিয়েছে, গাছকে গাছটা দোষের নয়, কিন্তু গাছটাকে আমি যেভাবে দেখছি সেই যে দোষে আমি তার সম্বন্ধে যে আই ড্র দি কনসেপশন অ্যাবাউট হিম দ্যাট ইজ টু বি ব্লেম অ্যান্ড নট দ্যাট দি ট্রি উইল এক্সিস্ট দ্যাট অপোজিট হলে মায়াবাদেতে নির্বিশেষ ভঙ্গ হয়ে যাবে দি 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 আইডিয়াল অফ ট্রি ideal of difference in the in our experience that is not to be blamed, that is not faulty. Only with what attitude I am looking at them, that is fault, and so the whole thing is fault. My world of experience is fault. My experience of a tree is fault. But tree has got its utility. That is in dham. We see so many combinations of trees, beasts, human figures. But with, when our eyes, real eyes will be, I think we will have the darshan of a real dham. Just a map and world map and the map. With the map, we have to study about the world. Of the country or a village map.